I remember my first time, I had it in the 60s, and I was amazed, you know, because I had read about it, studied it, and read all the works and everything, and when I first came across it, it was a revelation, you know. So I could see people, you know, finding God, you know, and listening to the music. I mean, it was wonderful.
So you think then it was an important part of your creative process?
It was an important part of my growing process for myself. I mean, I saw a lot of people get hurt and a lot of people, you know, lose it on that because inside them, the drug would open up whatever's in them. A lot of people are paranoid. A lot of people are frightened. A lot of people are happy. You know, whatever's in you comes out. And so you have all that, you know. The music was something everybody could hold on to, you know. That's one thing. And as soon as the music would stop, you know, you'd see people would just, they didn't know what was happening. But, you know, so music was the thing that tied us all together.
What was the evolution from the airplane to the starship?
I don't know. I quit the airplane after it got real popular, you know. It was boring after a while. And it got too popular. And then I was watching the band. It changed. Paul created a band called Starship and did a few albums. But they didn't sell any records, and they weren't doing too well. And then I rejoined. And then we went back to number one. And I did that for a couple of years. And then that became boring again. Because, you know, corporate rock becomes kind of a bore. I don't know. It's just money. You become a mannerist. So I quit again.
So in performing or in being a musician, what is the most important part of it for you? It's not the money.
No, I like to sing, basically, music makes me feel good. To me, music is God, you know. I believe music is an expression of God for people. And I believe it can heal people. I can believe it can change people. I believe all of us have a song that, you know, we love, we remember from something, or are moved by, or, you know, have favorites, or from childhood. I don't know. I just think music is God to me. It's my fun and my God.
How long could you go without performing?
I don't know. I'm always singing, you know, even if I'm not on the stage. Music is in me, you know. It comes out all the time, whether I'm with a band or not, you know.
So you don't have to be on a stage to be fulfilled?
No, but on a stage is great, you know, because on a stage I don't know, there's something about live theater, there's live music or whatever you're doing. There's, you know, as we become a mega society, we'll never lose the micro society that we have of live performances or live music or the arts, the crafts, you know, that will grow as we grow with computer chips, you know, because people need that. They need reality.
Do you think it's sort of sad, though? I think, you know, kids who are 14, 15 years old now who have never seen a concert in a small hall and all they really know is 20,000-seat arenas.
But you can go see other people that are not that big at a 3,000-seater or something.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me like a lot of kids don't. I mean, kids have gotten so spoiled on just seeing large acts in large halls.
I think they're fortunate. I don't know if they're spoiled, you know. I think there's more to see, and I think there's a lot you can see. I don't think you always have to go to a large coliseum, you know. But I think that's fun, too. I love the big shows, you know, as well as I love to go to the small club. I mean, it doesn't really matter, you know.
Is there still a club scene in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, it's a big one. Lots of clubs all around the Bay Area. And from here to L.A., you know, there's clubs all along the coast.
Do you think there is still camaraderie among musicians, as there appeared to be in the 60s?
Mm-hmm. I think there's more now than there was then.
How come?
Well, because then people were all here because there was a scene happening, you know, like there were three ballrooms at one time, and every night there was music, and everybody was famous pretty quickly, you know, so there wasn't that much camaraderie. I mean, you'd sit backstage and talk to each other and hang out at a lot of shows and things, but mostly everybody was working a lot, you know, and in their own scene. Here, there's a new kind of energy growing up, you know, with all these different bands and all this different scene happening. And the media hasn't jumped on us like the last time. So, you know, You know, it's like you. You're sitting here talking about the old San Francisco scene. You know nothing about what's happening this very day. You know, this very day, there's so many good bands around here and so much happening and so many clubs. You don't know that. Little halls to go to, dances, live performance art. I mean, it's amazing what's going on. Different theater groups that are doing unique things. You know, it's an amazing, amazing little town, you know.
Do you have any favorite new San Francisco bands? Any people that you've been watching?
Yeah, I've been watching, I don't know, if I name any, then the ones I don't name will hate me, you know.
I always get amused, and Bill was talking about it this morning, the people that say that Huey is a new San Francisco band.
Oh.
You know, Bill was saying he's been, you know, 13, 14 years.
Yeah, he's new to the world,
exactly.
You know.
It's strange how that happens. Marty, do you think there's ever been... or is there now a Bay Area sound, a San Francisco sound?
I think there is, you know. I think there's a different sound here than there is that I've seen, like, in New York or down south or in Texas, you know. I mean, they have their own styles. Here, people are playing more, I don't know, it's more self-expression kind of thing, you know. They talk about what they want to talk about, and maybe it's more esoteric, but it's very commercial at the same time. That's one thing they've learned since the 60s, is commerciality, how to make records, you know. We didn't know that in the 60s. Now, people know how to make records. They know how to make demo tapes. How people can make a tape on a Fostek at home sounds just like records used to be made in the 60s. I mean, you know, that's how much the equipment has advanced and sophisticated. I mean, look at this stuff. I mean, these guys are playing through... this guy here can do any sound. I don't even need the rest of the band half the time, you know. These guys, they all got... equipment that, you know, people would die for. Now look at this. Look at the pedals this guy's got. I mean, guitar player. You know, me, I'm still stuck with a microphone.
Let's see if I have a last question. Do you miss it all, or do you resent it all? Resent is probably a real bad word. Let's go with miss. Sort of the old days with the business being... much smaller and much more intimate than it is now.
Well, it was only small and intimate for a while, you know. And it wasn't that small. In fact, it got so big that it was kind of a hassle for me. I don't like it when it's that big. It gets to be a drag when it's nothing but big money. Not for anybody else I know in bands, you know, but for me, it gets to be a pain in the ass. You know, when to talk to anybody, you have to go through agents or entourages or wives or, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous, you know. But, I don't know. Right now, you know, we're starting to play again with this band that I have now, which is a smaller unit, but it's still the same problems are there. The same thing exists of everybody's personal problems and equipment and being working and traveling there. You know, it's all the same. It's just when it gets bigger money, you just have more people around, that's all, you know. And it becomes more of a bore. Because you play all these large coliseums, and it gets to be a drag, I think. You know? I mean, I force myself to go back, you know. I quit when it gets crazy. Especially if nobody wants to, you know, really get together, you know. If it's all just, hey, let's keep playing the coliseums, make this fortune, you know. Turn out these records, which we really don't ever listen to ourselves, you know. I'm not into that. I like to go back, start again, have that little breathing space to create something I really like, something I believe in, so that when I walk on stage, you know, because I have to stand up there and talk to people. I have to communicate to those people. I bring them into the band. I take the band and bring that band with them, you know. I mix it all up. And I have to believe in them, and I have to believe in this, you know, and what I'm saying. And sometimes you're just cranking out songs to make records to go out on.